All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Tuesday, June 19th, public meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners here in Bloomington. I want to thank the community for allowing us to come down and spend some time with you tonight and welcome you guys here to the meeting. First order of business, I would like to thank the Bloomington Fire Hall for allowing us to be here tonight. And I see Shane back there, and Shane, if you would come up, I'd like to present you with a check as a token of our gratitude and a little help for the fire department for allowing us to be here.
He's always here to get checks.
Yeah. We appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, if everyone would please stand and join me in the pledge, and then Commissioner Tension will lead us in the invocation.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You join me in prayer. Precious and almighty Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for all that are down here for taking this meeting. We just ask that you would guide and direct us through this meeting and that everything we say and do would be pleasing to you. Lord, we just continue to thank you and praise you for all that you do for us each and every day. We ask all this in the most precious holy name. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Okay, Mr. Knoll, are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the public meeting agenda?
Yes, sir, there is. I'd like to add for approval the recommendations for the project open space funding criteria for this year.
Okay. We'll add that right after the bid approvals and before the budget approval.
Yes. Thank you.
Do I have a motion to approve the meeting agenda as amended?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
The agenda is approved as amended by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any questions, additions, or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Question or motion? Minutes are approved by mutual consent. The first item on the meeting agenda are the bid awards by the purchasing department. Charlie, thanks for coming down.
No problem.
And I'll turn it over to you.
Very good. I have a total of six for you. The first one is the recommendation for hauling of refuge recyclable materials, bid number 18-05108. Was advertised for 2 weeks. Bids were due on Thursday, May 10th. Bid packets were requested by 5 bidders, 7 bid services. 2 responses were received, and the bid tab was attached for your reference. After reviewing the bid for requirements and feedback from Solid Waste, recommendations to award the bid to Sunrise Sanitation Services for a loaded price of hauling refuge at $6.49, hauling recycled materials at $6.01, and then scrap tires at $180 per ton. Contract period would be from July 1, 2018 to June 30, 2019, with an option of 4 additional 1-year renewals with mutual consent of the county and successful bidder. Do you want me to go ahead and just go through them all then?
We'll take them all, but let's do one at a time, see if okay. Are there any questions on that bid? All right, next.
Okay. Next one we have, gentlemen, is Chain and Augers, bid number 18-0517CA. It was advertised for 2 weeks. Bids were due on Thursday, May 17, 2018. Bid packets were requested by 7 bidders, 5 bid services. 2 responses were received, and the bid tab was attached for your reference. After reviewing the bid for requirements and feedback from Roads Division, recommendations to award Chain and Augers bid to Jamunga Supply and then Ironhawk Industrial Distributors. Bid prices, unfortunately, due to the volatility of iron and magnesium, are up approximately 21.7%. The contract period will begin July 1, 2018, and then end on June 30, 2019, with an option for one additional year, mutual consent.
Questions on that?
Next.
Next one, gentlemen, is recommendation for award, Hot Mix Asphalt, bid number 18-0524HA, or HM, I'm sorry. It was advertised for 2 weeks, bids due Thursday, May 24, 2018. Bid packets were requested by 3 potential bidders, 6 bid services. 3 responses were received, and the bid tab was attached. After reviewing the bids for their administrative requirements and working with Public Roads Division, recommendation is to award a contract to 3 vendors, Keystone Line Company, Bell Paving, and IA Construction. The contract does have a pricing clause if the cost of the asphalt binder increases or decreases by 1-5%. Contract period will be from July 1, 2018 to June 20, 2019, with an option of one additional year renewal of mutual consent of both parties. And what we'll do, gentlemen, is the same as we've done in the past. The roads department will take each individual job and will compare it to hauling costs and then pick out the best vendor for us for the biggest savings for us.
Questions?
Next.
Next one, gentlemen, liquid asphalt, bid number 18-0524LA, was advertised for 2 weeks. Bids were due on Thursday, May 24, 2018. Bid packets were requested by 3 potential bidders, 6 bid services. 2 responses were received. The bid tab was attached. After reviewing the bid for requirements and feedback from Public Works and Road Division, recommendations to award the liquid asphalt to Hammond Maker East out of Fayetteville, PA. Contract does include a pricing clause, increase, decrease of 5%. Contract period will be July 1, 2018 through June 30th, 2019, with an option for one additional renewal and mutual consent then.
Questions?
Next one we have, gentlemen, is Crushed Stone Aggregates. Bid number 18-0531CS was advertised for 2 weeks. Bids were due on Thursday, May 31st. Bid packets were requested by 6 bidders, 3 bid services. 5 responses were received, and the bid tab was attached for your reference. After review and based on feedback from county departments, recommendation for our option of delivery to solid waste is the Maryland Minerals, Fairfax Concrete Stone, and then Keystone Line Company. We would like to also then have the board reject the apparent low bid of number 1 stone from Maryland Minerals due to poor quality in the past, and that way we would recommend the award of number 1 stone to Keystone Line for delivery to solid waste. In addition to that, we'd like to award contracts to the 5 vendors of Keystone Line, George's Creek, Allegheny Aggregates, Fairfax Concrete, and Maryland Minerals for crushed stone to be picked up at their plant by the Roads Division. Contract period will be from July 1, 2018 through June 30, 2019, with the option of additional 1 year renewal, mutual consent of the county and the successful bidders then. And that would be the same way, gentlemen, jobs would be reviewed by the Roads Department and the best quarry would be selected for pickup.
Questions?
So the rejection of the Maryland Minerals bid for number 1 stone is based on the county roads recommendation?
No, sir. Solid waste.
Oh, solid waste.
Yes, sir.
So that's where the quality problem comes in.
Correct.
Thank you.
Any others? Next.
Last one, gentlemen. Bid for fuel bid, bid number 18-0607FO. Was advertised for 2 weeks. Bids were due on Thursday, June 7th. Bid packets were requested by 8 bidders, 6 bid services, and 3 responses were received. At review for administrative requirements, based on feedback from Public Works Road Division, recommendation award is to award it to Oakland Oil and Propane of Oakland, Maryland. We would ask you to reject the bid from Brewston Petroleum Products, Brewston Farm Service. It was non-responsive. And what had happened on that one, gentlemen, they had provided us with the wrong dates for rack prices to document their bid. The contract period would be from July 1, 2018 to June 30, 2019, with an option to extend for 2 additional 1 year terms and mutual consent then.
Question? All right, hearing no questions, any discussion? No question or discussion. We'll take all these at once. Can I have a motion to accept bid number 18-05-10H, bid number 18-05-117CA, bid number 18-05-24HM, bid number 18-05-24LA, bid number 18-05-31CS, and bid number 18-06-07FO?
Move to accept the bids.
Move to approve. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any question on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right, next on the agenda is the amended part for the program open space approval. Kevin?
Yes, so for program open space funding this year, we received 9 requests from community groups or towns. The request totaled $591,996.47. Our available funds this year were $298,556.02, which is a difference of $221,440.45. So after reviewing the request, commissioners have awarded the town of Axon, or recommending award to the town of Axon, their request of $43,866. The town of Oakland for 3 of their requests for a total of $48,698.80. The McHenry Lions Club for the Lions Park and Dog Park, their request for $17,415. The Alberton Community Association for their request for $32,926.50. The town of Lockland, their request for $24,533.10. The town of Grantsville, $41,400 for their request. The town of Friendsville, $18,000 for their request. The town of Mountain Lake Park submitted 4 our total of 10 projects listed in priority order for a total of $200,000. The recommendation is to fund their priority 1 project and for $53,100, and part of the priority 2 project for $18,616 for a total of $71,716.62. Which bounces out the total available of $298,556.02.
Thank you. And for those of you that might be wondering, Program Open Space is a state program. The governor sets aside a certain amount of money every year that can then be distributed to the counties. And then the counties solicit projects from the communities like the ones that were just mentioned. And then working with planning department, we prioritize that for funding. So this $298,556.02 is 100% state money. There's 0 county dollars in this that will end up flowing out into the community. So that's where that money comes from. And that's a program that this year actually received additional funding from the governor. And I think looks pretty favorable moving forward. Any questions on those recommendations? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the project open space recommended funding.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Okay, next up on the agenda is the budget approval. Budget approval is actually done through resolution, and this will be resolution 2018-4. Dealing with the 2019 constant yield tax rate and the 2019 tax differential. for the fiscal year 2019 budget. Excuse me. The constant yield. In order to fully offset the effect of increasing assessments, the real property tax rate should be decreased to 98.99 cents countywide, excluding the municipality of Mountain Lake Park. The county will maintain the constant yield tax rate and decrease the property tax rate to 98.99 cents. The real property tax rate, there'll be no change. Public utilities tax of 2.4748 per $100 assessed value will be no change. The fiscal year 2019 operating and capital budget comes out to $80,307,588. The ad valorem taxes for the sanitary district, there'll be no change. And for Bloomington Sanitary District, since we're here, that's 14 cents. So that will stay the same.
That's it.
And that is the summary of the budget and resolution 2018-4 for the constant yield and the tax differential. Any question or comment by the commission? The budget's probably the most important thing that the commissioners do. It's always very challenging because there's always a lot of people that want a lot of stuff and funding for different things. As you guys may or may not be aware of, last year, because of decreasing volunteers for emergency management services, rescue squads, we actually had to hire several EMS personnel, which did add to the budget, obviously. Of course, the schools always want more money. We fund the schools through a formula, and that formula typically increases every year. So it's always a challenge, and we were able to get through this again without any increases in taxes, which we always try very hard to do, and we're very proud of that. So having said that, if there are no questions or comments on the budget, do I have a motion to approve resolution 2018-4?
So
moved. Have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I do want to acknowledge and thank Sheriff Rob Corley for coming down. I appreciate that. We are concluded with the business part of the meeting. We'll go to question and comment in just a second, but I every time we come down here, we try to keep the community abreast of what's going on with the water system. I'm sure that's the number one question that most of you have. I do have some notes here from Pat Hudnell, who is our main guy in the Department of Utilities. The new Bloomington water storage tank has been installed and is currently online serving the community. This brings our on-hand capacity to 150,000 gallons from 60,000 gallons. The two failing steel water storage tanks have been removed and the site is currently being restored. The project appears to be on track to come in on budget and there should be no debt added to the town of Bloomington from this project. The Bloomington Water Treatment Plant. The engineering effort for the Bloomington Water Treatment Plant is 95% complete. We are preparing to submit plans and specifications to MDE for review and approval. The anticipated bid date for this project is probably late July to early August. Once started, construction should extend to May or June of next year for completion. As of today, we have not received a final engineer's cost estimate, but we are operating on an award of $1.4 million in grant funds and 25% funding in loans from USDA and CDBG to complete the project. And right now, we're pretty comfortable in saying that there should be no increase in ad valorem tax due to this project or rates. So we've worked very hard to do that. And I know for those of you that have followed the last couple of years, we went from tying in with Western Port to sort of doing our own thing and kind of evolved all through that. And it looks like we're going to have a new water facility down here completely controlled through the county at no additional cost to the residents of Bloomington. So we're pretty excited about that and happy to have been able to help you all with that. I also want to introduce Mark Widmeyer from the governor's office, who's here. It's always a pleasure to see Mark. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And I do want to thank publicly the Oakland Fire Department. If you didn't hear, we had a little concern at the courthouse yesterday. They had to evacuate the building. Thanks Sheriff and his team, and certainly Oakland Volunteer Fire Department and Somerset County, Pennsylvania's hazmat team that came down to check out what ended up being a false alarm. I think it was talcum powder in an envelope, but you know, I guess in today's day and age, you can't ever be too careful, and it ended up being nothing. But those people did. We did have to evacuate the courthouse, and it was a day's worth of commitment from those organizations, and we do want to thank them for their help and assistance in that. So, having said all of that, does anybody have any questions or comments? All right. We must be doing a good job. Yes, sir.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. See there, that started it. All right.
Got it started now. My name is David Wade. I live on Western Port Road, forgotten in the Erie County. And no one seems to know that it's there. We've got problems on our road. My neighbor and I have made numerous calls over the last few years to the state road. The County Road Department, Police Department, and the Trucking Company. Our problem is we have a coal mine 1 mile from our house. We have trucks running the road for a road that was never ever designed for these coal trucks.
Tractor
trailers hauling 80,000 pounds. We have requested a reduction of speed limit to 25 miles an hour. This County Roads Department says we can't do it. But on top of the hill on Aaron's Run Road to Mill Run Road, which there's only one house, they dropped the speed limit to 30 miles an hour. The dust is almost unbearable. We've been in contact with trucking companies on numerous occasions. The owners of the trucking company are fairly receptive to our request to slow the trucks down, but the drivers don't seem to understand. There is no enforcement by the Sheriff's Department or by the state police on our road. The only time we ever see a law enforcement officer on our road if there is a call or an accident. There's no patrol. I've lived out there for 35 years. The only time we've ever had a trooper our road, and his name was David Rivlin, and he worked at the scale house, and he used to go that way to work every day just to keep an eye on things for us, and he's been retired for approximately 10 years now. But we need to do something. I challenge any of you, including the sheriff, getting a vehicle that is not recognizable, run our road up and down from coal mine or for the county line to Mill Run and see how you like being run off the road by a truck coming down over Aaron's Run Road 45 mile an hour fully loaded. They do it. I've been run off the road. Jimmy's been run off the road. Probably Paul and Judy have. Everybody out there has been run off the road. They come around the road in the middle of the road. They have no regard to our safety. That's a major concern. But the other thing is the dirt. They, in addition to hauling coal, to Warrior Run. They haul ash back. These belly dumps leave a stream of dirt up and down our road. Andrea Carter has a little white dog. She has to put booties on his feet to go out in the yard because the dog is so dirty, the dirt and the grass. We would like to have some relief. I don't know what you can do. I know the speed limit can be lowered. And I don't know if this is a legal thing or not. I work for ICG, Index Energy, on Mount Zion Road. They had a special speed limit for trucks. And if I think the sign might still be there, it says ACI trucks, 15 mile an hour. Could that be instituted on our roads? And could we have some enforcement? I appreciate you guys coming down and listening to us.
Can I answer for that?
Yes.
I beg the difference. Although I respect what you say, but I can tell you right now, when that problem arose a while back with traffic enforcement, when that line started back into there, we pounded that place back there. We had state police down there running scales. My guys were sent down there daily. Aaron Wilson, who lives on that end of the county, worked that every day. The problem is, I can only be there so long. When they see me, it's over with. Traffic slows down. Am I correct? Whenever there is a car sitting down there, traffic slows down. I can't put somebody there all the time. I understand because I live on a private road myself, and it's ridiculous sometimes. People just absolutely don't respect. I live on a 25-mile-an-hour road, and daily I see people going through there 40-mile-an-hour. It's not the business owners, because I think they want to be there. They want to work with you. They don't want any problem. But I believe the driver's probably independent. I'm not sure, but I'm sure they're not. They're just, well, irregardless, they probably get paid by how many loads they run. I don't know. The guy that owns the place, the guy that's foreman in the place, has no control over those drivers when they're out there on the road. The drivers have control of themselves out there. If I put a car out there, and I will, I'm glad to do that. But I can guarantee you, I'm going to slow the problem down for a half hour. As soon as my guy leaves, an hour later, they're going to be speeding back up again. That's fine. But what's the speed limit on that road?
35.
You can argue with me all day long. Number one, I didn't design the road. I don't have any control over the width of the road. I agree with you. Tractor trailers on that road probably should be.
I've been out there for 40-some years, 50-some years down there. I can count on that hand how many times I've seen you go past my place. I've been retired for the last
year and a
half. Western Ford Road.
We're out on Western Ford Road, sir. Okay.
1 mile.
Off the top of the hill? No, on Rains?
Yeah.
I know about I'm familiar with that road tremendously. I know exactly where it's at. Where the airport used to be?
Yeah.
I know right where it's at. I've been retired for 24 years. I've been on that road a lot. I used to look at deer and turkeys on that road all the time out through there when I was working there.
We're talking 8,000 pound drive.
I had no way.
Take the whole road when they come through this.
I had no way. My office has
to. Right here, work for this.
Bring this back in.
Town. Ask this man right here. What's his thought? His boss was down here. His boss was down here. We got a problem.
His bosses are right there.
Yeah. I'd like the one works out of Gator County, over in the Transfield side. Who is that guy? Doc the end station. We got a problem.
What's the problem?
I got it.
Tell me what the problem is.
Too fast. Too fast.
Okay. I can address too fast. I can't do anything with weights. I can't do anything with the width of the road. I can enforce fast. I'll gladly enforce fast for you.
Well, I don't want to sit here and listen to you tell me you've been out there all the time. You can force it, you force it, you force it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm fast. I'm there. How many times have you seen me, Dave? We're on the ball. We're on the road.
I cannot
this
tell you.
It's my father-in-law, the mother-in-law, that's about every once in a while. Twice a week, how many times do you ever face call up here?
When do we get called up there? Let me ask you that. Listen, let me explain
you
something.
You get tired of calling, you're wasting your time.
301-616-3535 is my cell number.
Two days later, they'll come back and show up.
301-616-3535 is my personal cell phone number. If you need me, call me. Don't feel special because I give it to everybody. I want you to call me if you have a problem. If you don't call in, I can't do nothing.
Let me tell you a few things what you put up with. You guys don't understand.
I do understand.
I mean, we don't deal with just traffic. We deal with dirt, the field, the activation.
I can't do anything about direct fire aggravation.
Well,
State Police. I told you what.
These guys do the same thing.
That's what they're saying. Right. Yeah, they do. They do truck weights and tar pits. They don't have that.
We surely the guy didn't tell you to send a letter.
They had a roof task force meeting sometime last fall.
Okay.
All we got out of them was, we got to put it out to the state. State's got to look at it.
Now, is that for width of the road and all
that
stuff?
Speed.
Oh, okay, you want to change
speed
limit.
Oh, you want to speed limit.
What's the speed limit?
35.
What's the speed limit now?
35.
35.
35 is 45. Yeah. That's what pulls down to. And it's too fast for that
group. Let me interject here for a minute, and I appreciate the spirited conversation. There's two things that we can do here outside of the sheriff's department doing some patrols and writing tickets.
Y'all bring right there, and no problem. I talked to that man yesterday. I worked for that man. I'm down in car driver.
He what the operator was. Yeah,
I'm the guy runs the operator. Okay. The guy runs the operator out there. Right. Ranch contract all that out. Okay. So the ranch ain't got to deal with that. Okay. That's all black and white. So Randy, Rich Parkers, and Jim Clark, and they get those two out there. That's who deals with the headaches. All right, I'll talk to
Are they marked trucks?
Yeah, they're marked trucks.
Okay.
I talked to Rick. He had talked to Rick that day. People come down and talk to him. He totally understands. 15 mile an hour. He respects that. You know, like he said, call the law. I said, Rick, we call the law when it comes down and sets the driveway. The scale out comes down and sets the driveway. There's only two people on the damn road out here. Then you got to go through the aggravation of the truck driver. They will make sure they travel to the next time. You see what I'm getting at? It ain't like the down in the middle of town.
But if you don't see me, and I'm just saying this, if you don't see me, then people assume that I'm not there. So that's one thing we got to clear right now. If you don't want me sitting in your driveway, I won't, because I realize you don't want to reset
my
driveway. Okay.
Bill Runs, more house to the bottom of Bill Runs. He's got quite a few words that.
I had a wreck up here today.
Yeah, now you had a wreck up here in the road.
Boy, had a wreck.
Wreck up road?
It was called in on Aaron's Run.
Oh, okay.
Come down. I'm going to take any of you out. And run down that road. You go from the top of Mill Run to the bottom. And if you ain't run off the road, drive off the road. You won't hear another word out of it. And I'm not talking. They come down that hill just as fast as they come up. 40, 50 miles an hour. Or they
you tell me the section of road you want my guys on.
From Mill Run, from the county line.
Okay.
On Mill Run.
Mill Run.
Down the Allegheny County
right, on Mill Run.
Moran's Farm.
To where?
Moran's Farm.
That's a pretty good stretch.
About 4 miles.
Yeah.
4 miles.
We had the same problem on 560. Rich Marble was running the trucks there too.
Rich.
I called Rich Marble. Rich and I are very, very personable. I called him up and said, Rich, what can we do? He said, I'll address it with my drivers. Anybody driving a Marble truck, I'll address it with my drivers. And he did. And that problem, there was a couple houses straightaway on 560, 24 Main. There was only a couple houses through there, but we were getting constant complaints about truck speed. So we went out there to settle on it. But as soon as Rich had to chat with the drivers, obviously, it problem solved. We haven't had any complaints out there for quite a while. I can handle it. I can slow your vehicles down up there if you want. I can't set somebody over 20. I have three guys that cover the entire county.
We're expecting to be there. What we're here for, make sure it's simple. We need guys here to help us out get speed on the truck bike. Because when you come down here, the guys come up to the scale out and down. First thing said,
we went to the third We're going to run it ourselves. Yeah, all we need to do is make this some recommendation to tag.
Okay,
yeah.
Thing down and where they're running.
25, you're giving them 35.
Yeah, and that's still too fast. That's too fast.
Yeah,
for 80,000 pounds. Water dumps.
I'm not an engineer.
He's let me down to 7 years or two to have all that road, and the taxpayers paid for it. How about it? He's got a lift up. And now both over to PA and they're hauling probably 85,000.
I don't control who can drive on
it. Yeah,
I can control how you drive on it.
Wants to address the problem.
Well, what we're going to do.
I think this is probably the best earful you've got on this for quite a while, correct?
Actually, it's the first time I've heard about it myself. So what we're going to do is, and we are going to try to help you. I think we can approach this a couple different ways. First and foremost, for the speed limit thing, it is true that we have to get approval from the state to lower the speed limit, and there is a process for that, which we will start. Larry Titchnell sits on the TAC committee, Traffic Advisory Committee.
It meets tomorrow, so I will bring it up at that meeting tomorrow.
So it meets tomorrow.
Question is, the operator out there, I mean, it's selling the coal he got. Can he put his own sign on off the road if he comes by the 15th?
I don't think so.
I don't.
He can't put anything on the road.
Right.
At the end of his insurance, he can.
He could, yes.
At the end of his insurance,
no, no, no. I'm asking him down that road. I want to see what he can. Yeah.
I don't think he can.
We mean he don't think he can.
No, I.
I don't know the answer. I'm not going to give you an answer.
Motor vehicle doesn't allow you that. It has to be an approved speed limit.
And I only know this because I've had municipalities ask me about stop right. signs in certain spots, and I know that you have to go through the state. State has to approve the sign.
Exactly.
They have to approve. That's exactly right.
I don't mean the sign. I mean the structure of the sign.
They do.
Yep. Two-piece pole.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of guidelines.
Well, I know Arch. I worked for Arch for 12 years. Contractor. I know Arch didn't do nothing but supposed to. They did watchers, they didn't sign that. They had to have a good reason. They had to have a measure.
They would have had to get state approval to do it.
Right there.
But it happened. The same thing.
I think we're asking for, give us a chance to try to make that happen. Yeah.
Well, what we're asking is, the task meeting they had last year, now we're in the spring now, we're still dealing with it. We ain't get nothing, so we're down here today to get something.
And that's what we're telling. We're going to bring that up tomorrow. On the other side of it, and the sheriff's absolutely right, the state police are the ones that are responsible for weights and measures and all that stuff on the truck.
That's not nothing.
Well, we're going to touch base with them as well, and we'll let them know that there's a major concern out there.
I'll call Brad on the way home.
Okay, so we'll approach it that way.
Yeah, but there's no way to enforce that.
Sure, they're all represented there tomorrow. State highways represented, county roads represented. We're represented.
Well, on the up note, we got these blacktop. Do you know what that did to us?
Right.
That's no joke. We got these blacktop. Last week, this they finished up yesterday.
Yeah, we want to thank you all for that.
And that also treats the FEMA.
Right.
And well, that's not fair to us.
We hear what you're saying. We appreciate it. And just give us a little time to work on it.
Alfred Roger had no problem. He, like he said, the Rich Corbin said the same thing. He's as rich as I can think of my arm someplace, but down the big set of drivers. But I can tell you one thing, you take the money out of the driver's pocket a couple of times, guess what he's going to do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Even if he goes 5 miles an hour. Yeah,
he'll give up one load a day to make the limit. Yeah. Make the speed limit.
They don't lose no time. They don't lose no time. Here's the sad part. They start at 5 in the morning. They're going home at 2 o'clock, and they dump to 5. Now, you tell me where the problem is. Because they get paid by the trip instead of by the hour, and they hurry up and get the
job. That's what I'm saying. They'll give up one load a day to make it.
They ain't going to lose nothing. They're
going to have to do that. If I take money out of the pocket, that's what you want me to do.
I want to take money out of the driver's pocket.
Yeah, yes, sir.
My suggestion is, number one, speed limit.
Sure.
Number two, random enforcement. You know, we're not asking to be outside.
I don't want guys sitting down there 6 o'clock in the evening. That's not what your problem is.
No, our problem starts about 6 o'clock in the morning, okay, to about 2 in the afternoon.
Okay. That's what
that's right now. See, that's for an hour. And an hour and a half down in the bike.
We need to get on the base out there on Western Port Road, checking it once in a while, not down on Aaron's Run. They need to check both, but randomly check both roads. Because they got radios and they talk.
Oh, yeah.
They don't get one and then the rest of them home for it.
Radios will go first.
Yeah, state police will be at that meeting tomorrow as well, so that will come up also. You're welcome. I appreciate you bringing that up because we, you know, if we don't talk about it, we don't know about it.
I know where you're at. They knew where the first intersection is?
Right in the field?
No.
I'd have to go look at it. It's been a while.
First intersection to go on Western Ford Road. Turn to the right, go down to the Barton.
Okay.
Not over on Russell Road and Mike's Road. Right. I thought, now we're just prepared for the road.
That's a lie. It almost looks like a yield.
You don't need to sit down by our plane. You drive down that road one time with your personal vehicle, and everyone he got in here run off the road.
We're going to work on it. Let's move on, and then if you guys want to talk with the sheriff after the meeting, I'm sure he'll be happy to.
Thanks for listening
to us. Oh, we appreciate the comment. Thank you. We will bring it up tomorrow, so it will come up.
The operator out there had no problem. He totally agreed. You got these guys coming up the road too while we're on. They fucked the road and you got a bog top. You want a bog top.
But the operator's got a problem if I shut all the drivers down.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, hey, this part going to get cold now. That's ADS. That's the next one. ADS. They pay the trucks. The operator's going to pay the trucks. ADS pay the trucks. But the next problem is, if you want a bog dump in,
Bottom dump that way, like on the hall,
bottom.
Right.
What happens when you dump it out the bottom? You're on your guys drive your ass.
Savage trucking.
I
know what it is.
All the fly ash and stuff is up underneath them, right? Sticks to the wheels. We're up the road about a half a mile, three quarters of a mile. They fuck by the 35, 40 mile higher. Now you get pictures of fly ash and stuff is all over.
I understand that. I have no control over that, though. That's EPA. I mean, I'll help you out on the speed. That's what I can help you out on.
If you can help out, that'll cut the dust a lot.
Okay. Thank you all. Anything else? Yes, ma'am.
I'm Vicki White. I live up here at the corner of Hampshire Avenue. We're having a terrible time with the four-wheelers and the dogs down here. Four-wheelers is running, drug running, all night from their apartments right down here across the street.
It's all night long. I'm her husband.
Where do you live at, sir?
90 Hampshire Avenue. I've called the sheriff's department at least 30 times.
Okay.
They've done nothing. The lieutenant told me to go out and check the bikes to see if they had a sticker, and they was allowed to run on the road.
If there's a sticker, they certainly can't.
They can run on that road. What if he hits my truck?
He has to have insurance on that bike to get that.
So
sticker.
It's my job to go out and check to see if he's got a sticker? I think not.
No, but sir, it is. It's your job. If it's bothering you, and you can help me identify that bike and tell me that number on that sticker, then I'll know exactly who that is. Versus me having to hopefully.
You think I'm crazy enough to go out there and stop them drug runners and check their sticker? I'm not that damn stupid.
Don't do anything.
She threatened me. You don't want to mess with me. I'm from Baltimore.
Russell Bunn was one of them.
Kenny Grace and C.J. Sonder. They're right up here, the second house up the street. I've called.
The second house right out here in front of the fire department.
Okay. It's
42 Virginia Street, right up here. They got a dog this big. I can't even walk my granddaughter around the block. The dog comes out after her.
See, she's threatening people, and that's why half the people ain't here complaining. Her name is C.J. Grace. It's Carla Jo Songers is her name, and he is Kenny Grace. They know about him. They told me they knew about him when I called up twice because they have threatened me. My dogs can't even go out to the bathroom and go off the porch if they bark. She's lighting into me and just telling me everything but a white person. I can't go out of my house and do nothing because I'm afraid I'm alone a lot of times. She won't do it when my husband's home on Sundays.
CJ and Kenny Grace?
Well, her last name's Songer, S-O-N-G-E-R. I called up the sheriff's department and they gave me that number from Oakland, her last name from Oakland, because they said they were well aware of her. It's just a big drug ring up there. And the four-wheelers that's flying up and down the street, because I get on to her about it, because there are young kids on it, and there's a little girl up there that's like 3 years old, four years old.
Four-wheelers,
go-karts,
all kinds
of stuff,
all night long. My wife gets up in the morning at 3:30 to go to work. That's all night long, from the apartments down through town, running their drugs. It's a
and
bunch
if you look
of
up the names of the people that live in the department, they used to live in Tijuana.
Trust me, I know everybody lives in
Tijuana. Yeah, that's Russell Bowman.
And they're driving around big fancy vehicles and stuff.
The Duckworth boy is up here now. He's in on it.
Garrett Duckworth.
They was up here in the woods with fires built up here.
They got trails out in the woods.
Yeah, but below the credit union.
Doing something.
Below our property.
Cooking meth.
How close do you live to credit union, sir?
About 100 yards.
Our property joins the credit union.
You join your credit union?
Yeah, we're right behind them.
So if you go up the street, you're the one on the left?
I'm the first house coming in
the blue
on Hampshire.
Okay.
That big splinter.
but it's ridiculous. It's constant, all night long.
I have to say, you've been to my house several times. My kids used to get in trouble. And by God, when somebody called one there, you guys was here. They couldn't ride a four-wheeler out that road till you was here. Took my four-wheelers. Now what are you going to do about them?
And they catch them.
You want me to go out there and check their number? I'm not that stupid,
buddy. That's what I asked you, sir. I said, if you're going to complain, you got to help me. Because I can't do it all myself.
I can't check their number.
I need the support of this community to be able to do my job.
Hey, all
I
night
can't,
long.
Nobody, everybody just can't close the curtains and me solve it. Because
I'll bet you
know
you go out there in my garage is set when you leave here, and then you watch them four-wheelers run out and up and down that road.
I told an officer that they're welcome to bring an unmarked car and set right on my carport or back it right in my garage and watch them.
Well, my biggest concern is this lady harassed you, threatening the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, she's her dog, her dog bit my dog, and I sent a letter in the mail to her, the bill, asked her if she would pay half where her dog bit my dog. He couldn't walk the next morning. She refused to, and then she started about my daughter being in her mailbox. No, it was mailed from the mailbox. I walked out that day when I got back from the vets, made a coffin, and sent her a letter, asked her if she'd pay half of it. Her dog was in my yard and bit my dog and flung him through the yard. She wouldn't pay me. She started harassing me, and that's been a harassment ever since to me.
People that have called up there about these people have been told, oh, you don't want to mess with those people.
Yes,
I can pull every recording from every person that's ever called up there. I'm going to go back first thing in the morning. I'm going to look and see how many calls from Bloomington I've got up there in the last 6 months.
I talked to whoever the lieutenant is up there, too. I talked to.
That's Fred Sanders. He's my lieutenant, sets the desk up there. Do you remember when you talked to him?
I can't remember when I did.
The last time we called up to talk to him, sorry for my language, he was a smart ass.
Tell me about it.
He was belligerent to me. He told me to go out and stop the bike. Tell me who it is.
You know, can I get your name so I can look it up?
Mine's Marlene.
Whoever called.
Yeah. Richard.
Richard White.
I'm not ignoring you. If I write this down, I'll forget it.
My name's known up in Garrett County.
Good
and bad.
Hey, you're in.
They bring terror up the highway. They're over here in the mall.
So what you be? If you don't tell me, I can't do nothing. Richard White.
Oh, no, they ain't got no sticker. They probably stole the bike.
I seen him jumping that little boy's face around the park all the other day.
Well, why do you think I can't walk aerial over the corner?
You can't walk a dog down the street without those dogs attacking.
Guess what I'm in charge of now?
I'll kick the dog's guts out first.
And you should.
And you
have all the authority in the world to shoot that dog if it's on your property.
Well, see, now, I told the old lady, no. I want to take people down and shoot that.
Renee. Hey, Renee, don't put that in the paper. Don't put that in the paper.
I want that son of a bitch to come up there.
And the solder lady's the one that has the call, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think what Chuck Corley started to say is that he's taking over animal control, so he's the...
Yeah, he'll...
I have two sworn officers now that manage animal control.
I've never seen the dog nowhere except right there chasing people, right in front of their house. Okay. I mean, it don't come up around my house, or it wouldn't go back
down.
Well,
they did. Remember, we did.
My son has a video of it. Oh, yeah. Us out that.
Okay. If that dog threatens somebody's livelihood, I need to know about it. I gave you my number. Did you write it down?
No, I don't have anything.
616-3535. It's easy. Call me. I'll address it. I have two sworn officers now who manage animal control. And believe me, if there's an issue with an animal, we took 26 cows off of a 50 by 80 fenced in area yesterday. Guy had a 50 by 80 fenced in area. He had 26 cows in it. We had to go out and obviously we went up taking all the animals.
Officer Corley, I just want to ask you, does the sheriff's department have knowledge of the drug running that's going on in your department?
We're in that apartment building more than you could ever imagine.
That's the only place our fire company is proud to. I saw, what, 3 times we changed?
Oh, you don't see us. You don't see us. Because most of the time it's my unmarked task.
And I understand that. I'm just saying there's stuff going on over there.
We took
this run in the youth.
You had a methamphetamine ring in Bloomington here a while back.
I know that.
That we took 4 pounds out of Elk Garden. 4 pounds of methamphetamines came out of Elk Garden. 2 pounds, I believe, came out of Kitzmiller, and a pound of it came out of Mountain Lake Park. We put a huge dent
and the methamphetamine. And right now, nobody can get methamphetamines. That's the problem right now. That's why we're having the burglaries that we're having. That's the reason that we're having issues we are. Because we took out some major players. Believe me, it's been years since I can say that we took that much dope off of anyone. But 6 pounds of methamphetamines is phenomenal.
That's a lot.
And right now, the people who are running are using the drugs, not the dealers, the users, because even though we lock up the dealers, there's going to be none will come in. You shut down a gas station, people need gas, somebody's going to open up a gas station. That's how it works.
Okay.
But we took a major hit, or we didn't take it, we gave a major hit to the methamphetamine problem in the county. Heroin's not our problem, methamphetamines are. That's what you're dealing with down here. These people are dealing with pills and meth. That's where your problem's at. You've got to be extremely cautious.
Well, thank you guys for doing that, because I have a granddaughter who's currently in rehab in Florida due to the methamphetamine from Coal Park.
Don't. I appreciate that, but don't thank me for doing it, because that's what I'm supposed to do.
No.
And it gives me pleasure to be able to say that we did. But I do appreciate that. But you have to, and another thing, and I'm not getting off subject, because I'm going to take care of your speed problem, and I'm going to take care of your dog, and I'm going to take care of your four-wheelers on the road. But especially where you're at, I don't know when you're walking the roads up there. I haven't got it.
We won't walk the roads anymore.
Well, on a Sunday afternoon, be extremely cautious of needles. We have been finding a pile of needles. My road crew guys, my inmates, that go out and mow your water plants and mow the tower, and they're picking up. They have to be careful too. Even though they're inmates, they're still working for me on behalf of you. So I want them to be just as safe when they're out there doing this. But we pick up a tremendous amount of spent needles on the road right now.
That's like out there in Norway. I don't care what time you get up at night, there's somebody going by. It could be one, two, three, four, five.
Same over here.
But you know what, though? That's a great route from Cumberland back to Bloomington.
But that's a good route for somebody to be watching that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a freeway for somebody.
Yeah.
And there's nobody out there. And it ain't going to take much to get it for speeding out there.
Let me try to explain. I'm not making excuses at all, but let me try to just give you an idea. I go to all the town meetings, and I give them their monthly report on the calls that we handled in the towns for that month. Grantsville, if I have 30 calls for service up there a month, it's busy. Friendsville, if I have 30 calls for service down there, it's crazy. Mount Lake Park, I'll have, because they're a municipality, and I go to address their town council. That's who I tell this to. Mount Lake Park had 147 calls for service last month. Oakland has a pile. 75% of the calls that I handle, the domestics, the drunk drivers, the fights, the disorderlies, the underage drinking complaints, not that we have a pile of them, but 75% of the complaints that I get are right there in that hub. And I have 3 guys, traditionally, now I'm down to 2 a shift right now. And it's very difficult for me to, if I don't have anything going on, then I'll spend time on Michael's Road or whatever. But
where's the state police at?
This is a star. I don't know where she is.
Why ain't he down here? Yeah. There should be a state police driver set here. I mean, he had nothing down on his knee. He part of it.
I was invited down.
Well,
we don't have anything to do with state police.
Yes.
We don't have anything to do with state police.
But I'm giving you my word right now. I'll do what I can do to help solve your problem. And if it's not happening,
you can't cover nothing.
I get it, but if they're not busy, then I can send them down.
That's like pretty busy, Mike.
Well, we handle about 12,000 calls a year.
Now give you a box of Brooklyn nail box.
Don't put that in the paper.
That's what's coming down to.
You got to give me the opportunity to fix it. I can't fix it in a minute.
These guys might care to do it too. We got all we got to do is put the speed limit down and meet the force.
They told you they were going to work.
We're going to work.
They do that to me. See, I already forgot your name, but I got it down.
Richard White.
Gotcha.
I work for the city of Western Port. And I gather up every week. I gather up at least a gallon jug of used needle.
Where at?
Western Port. Okay. I work for the town of Western Port.
I'll give you a prime example. We had a heroin talk at the rescue squad last week, and the first time my inmates were out this year, they cleaned up Rodford Road from the dam to 135 and picked up 3-gallon containers of sweet tea. 3 sweet tea bottles.
We do it every other day. I lost my son to drugs 2 years ago, right down in Western Port.
Yeah. It don't matter who you are. It don't care how much money you make. It don't care what kind of job you do for a living.
It doesn't matter.
Nope.
All right.
My dad lives right beside them, and they run their foolers through his land. So what could he do? Because it's not necessarily on the road. They're running through his yard.
Through his yard?
Because there's that drain, so they go out around it to go into their yard, yeah.
Are these the same people? Is this the lady with the dog?
Okay. Yeah, because her dad lives above them. Okay. They're just like torturing the whole
thing. See, the lady from the credit union was supposed to be here because they have literally tore the bottom of the credit union up, these four-wheelers. They go down in there. I myself think they're cooking meth down there because you can see a fire down in there at night. I mean, they go down. They got the whole bottom of the credit union lot tore to pieces.
They're just cutting trees off.
Cutting trees down, taking firewood out. It's the credit union property.
But Becky McKenzie was supposed to deal with that, and I haven't talked to her.
Lady from Webco?
Yeah.
I'll drive up tonight and look at it, see if I see anything. I'll definitely have somebody down here tomorrow looking into it.
If you go on the upper street, you go out so far, and there's a driveway that goes out to Sprainy Welch's.
On the upper street?
Well, over the street up here, and down over the hill, you'll see a path where they used to cut down through the
wood. But if I go beside the credit union, I'll see it.
No, go up Virginia Avenue here and going out Hampshire Avenue, that's where I live.
Okay, that's
right. And right before you, right after you go past the first house on the corner, start looking on your left and you'll see the pass going down in there. Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else? Question or comment?
Yes. Yeah, I got one. I talked to you guys probably 6 months ago. My grandson got run over right out in front of the fire hall one night. Partial his fault, partial driver. That's not what the issue is here. I was told they was going to put speed limit signs up on the street. We still don't have it. And they said that 30 mile an hour for this road is the slowest they can go.
Who did?
It's 30 mile an hour from the apartment building down through.
State road?
You're telling me 30 mile an hour down the street where there's kids? Come on, get real.
What road was it, and who did you speak to?
Right out here.
This road right here.
Fort Branch Avenue. There is that. When I was growing up here, there was a sign on the telephone pole at the end of my property, 15 mile an hour. And it also said, you know, watch for kids, which you can't put that on no more. Nobody wants a liability. But still, we need a speed limit because it's 30 mile an hour on the highway. This is a street. This is not a highway.
What's the name of this road?
Fort Branch Avenue.
And who did you speak with?
One of the commissioners, and then I talked to.
Was that recently, sir?
Probably about 6 months ago. And the county roads guy said that things, you know, see about getting the speed limit sign put up.
I'd have to go through TAC too.
I'm not sure there's a sign anywhere in this town.
There's none.
I don't know.
If you look at this is out of my bailiwick, but I can tell you what I know. If you look at the state map and it tells me the roads, if there's an accident, whether it be Aaron's Run or whether it be York Branch, it tells me the state has posted speed limit for that. Now, in regards to whether it's a sign or not, but there is a state mandated speed for these roads. I can't tell you, I don't have a map to be able to tell you that, but every road in Garrett County is there's a speed limit on.
Who
charged
that speed limit?
State actually.
The state
requested, but the state has to approve it.
On the county road?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yep.
It's the same in a municipal town.
5 mile an hour for a pickup for cars, you know, a motorcycle. Did you realize they got 80,000 pounds running down that road? Good thing.
When they set that speed limit, they probably didn't.
Yeah, it was. That's why you need to.
Before that happens, we probably need to post.
Yeah, we'll check.
Right, we'll look into that as well. We're going to have county roads look at the roads, but roads don't have speed limit signs. We'll get speed limit signs up, and then we can work on adjusting those limits, but it does have to go through the state. We make a recommendation of what we want the speed limit to be. If it's a change to what the current speed limit is, we have to give a justification for that.
Traffic study.
And a traffic study, and there's other things that need to be done, and then the state will either approve or disapprove of the recommendation.
But I
mean, we got potential kids in town, my grandkids, they don't live in town, but they're up here every day. And
just they don't know it.
You know what kids are like when you got vehicles parked and they go they don't look.
But the meeting, and I'm sure Commissioner Titchell's writing this down, the meeting that he's at tomorrow, which is our monthly TAC meeting, my chief deputy will be there, state highway will be there, county roads. So all the players, to answer the questions that you guys are wanting, are actually going to be at that meeting tomorrow.
That open to the public?
No, it's a private.
You have a meeting date.
Huh?
How about a meeting date?
Maybe the next month they'll have you come up. They can do that.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
They can do that.
You might want to give Larry your phone number so that
I was going to call
he can follow up with you after the meeting tomorrow. And
I'll give him a call.
He doesn't know what we're telling him, but what y'all were up to. I hope there'd be a little more here.
I got one other one.
Go ahead.
Been about a year and a half now, maybe a little bit longer. Last time you guys were in town, it was brought up. There has been nothing done. There hasn't been nobody come in. There hasn't been no incidents. But these Jersey barriers up on Savage River Road, right below Russ Moon's property, they need the heck off of that road. They're not serving no purpose but making traffic jam, making it hard to get up through there if you got a big camper or something. And they're ideal for destroying bar engines. Because he's got the blues and the
blues.
Yep.
I mean, if there was my dispatcher was driving,
they're not serving no
well,
bar.
Yeah, I would disagree with that because they do keep the rocks from sliding down on the road.
What rocks? You go show me the rocks that's come down within the last year.
There's
just
rocks come down between Luke and Western Point.
Well,
there.
Yeah. But, you know, that it's...
You don't want that to happen.
Right. It's,
well, if it does, that Jersey wall ain't going to protect none.
Well, it's going to protect some. I mean, you know, the boulders that came down there...
They never came down there.
They came above there.
Above there. Yeah. The
but, you know, we're trying to protect, you know, a school bus from going there or something and a rock coming down. I mean, there were some huge boulders came down through there. So the property itself is owned by the state. It's DNR property, state forest property.
Well, they told us there's going to be an outfit come in, survey it, look at it.
Right.
They never did.
Yes, they did. State highway came up. The geologist came up and looked at it. They're recommending.
Okay, if it's so bad, why don't they put the fence down over it like they did down here?
Again, that's state property. It's nothing the county can do. It's state-owned property, and the state has to do that. So we've been in contact.
In the meantime, we got a fight with another piece of road.
Well, it's
I take my motor home up there, and it's tight.
Yep, it's...
But it's safety first.
Can we make a request?
Well, there's two ways to
it. We already have. We've had Mike Getty on it. Yep. So, yeah, I think at this point, it's a safety issue. I'd rather have the inconvenience of a barricade than have somebody get hurt.
We did, to your point, we did request to do exactly what you asked, like they did out here going in through Luke. The state has decided not to do that. We've had our attorney request that.
Well, I don't know if they've decided they're not going to do it. They just haven't agreed to anything yet.
Which means they haven't agreed to it.
I don't want to misspeak to it.
But we agree. I think we all agree with what you said. It's just trying to get the state to do that. And I'm sure they're looking at dollars, and they probably think that barrier is free for them. And I don't want to speak for them. I don't know, and I wasn't in those conversations. But, you know, and again, you know, those are things that is their property. We can't do that on our own because we don't own the property. But I think we all agree with what you just said. It would be nice to have the same treatment that Allegheny County got there.
And the other thing on the Savage Road is the large tractor trailers going out there with the popwood. They don't run the speed limit. And if they're coming down out there and you are going up, you better have a ditch to get into because they're going to push you right into the ditch. I've been in the ditch three times. One time I popped the tar to keep them getting run over because them guys will not slow down.
The
You slow down for them, they don't slow down for you. I lived up there, I rode up there.
I mean, yes, you've been brought up, yes, they have the right to use that road like anybody else. That road wasn't built for that kind of vehicle to come down.
Anyone else?
Hey, like the state of Pennsylvania, they make, you can't drive a truck like that on the east side of the road. They bond them, you got a bond there, road to run the side of the road. They have a designated route, your big truck comes out there and it goes to that route, the state of that road. They pay you so much per year to run that road. You guys let them tear it up down through Savage all the way over to PA for about.
And well, again, we don't have that authority. We don't have the authority to do that. We don't have the authority to do that. The state does not give us. Not in the state of Pennsylvania.
Yes, in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, yes. Maryland, Maryland, no. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to get back to that open money for the community. Now, does the fire company own the playground now?
Yes.
Would the fire company be able to apply
sure.
for
yes.
that?
Sure. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who's in charge to do that? Who would?
Shane Bloomington. Hey, Shane's like the mayor of Bloomington down here. Just have Shane do it.
Here, second.
We have done stuff and. Right now, we're going to have a lot of bills coming out, and that's why we ain't done nothing for the last 2 years.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Could you apply for some of this money out here?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. But we still got to pay.
We got to pay 10%.
Yeah, it's 10%. That's correct.
We got to pay that when we get that money.
There's a match to it.
Yes, there is a small match.
In order to get that much, you have to spend this much.
Yeah.
We have done that. We all do our help, and we got $500,000 fire truck coming, and we got. God only knows what we got to replace radios again. That's a every year thing.
We just
laid off of it until we get the. We never got big bills coming.
Right.
You just got thinking about that money and bothered you, didn't it?
And if there is something that comes up in Bloomington would like to do, certainly encourage you to apply for that.
I can't think of the same thing, but we get a letter every year.
Bill DeVore.
We want to do something.
Yep.
That's the only reason we turned it down.
Sure.
We got a lot of big bills coming here, and we know they're coming.
But now, one thing about it, the pavilion was done that way.
Yes.
The walking track was done underneath that money. The basketball court being redone. The benches around the ball field, that was all part of that money. And, you know, and what was that, about 3 or 4 years there we did that?
Yes.
And that got done there. So there is things being done, and we'd like to do a little bit more, but right now we just can't do it because
it's
really nice.
Because what we have to come up with here.
All right. Anything else? Okay. Well, we really appreciate you guys coming out. That's why we come out to the communities like this. We like to hear those concerns. Really, we do. That's why I come here.
We don't know.
If you don't tell us, we don't know about it. So we do like to hear that, and we will address those concerns that everybody brought up, and I know the sheriff will too. So we appreciate you all coming out. Our next meeting, actually, we are not going to have a meeting on the 2nd due to the 4th of July week. So our next meeting will be July 17th at the Swanton Community Center to have another meeting such as this. So we thank you all for coming out, and if there's nothing else, can I have a motion adjourned? Meeting adjourned. Thanks.